Today we light the rose candle, and when I was growing up, I thought the rose candle, or sometimes people call it the pink candle, when that was lit, I always thought that was the fourth one. I thought that meant rejoice because we had gotten to Christmas. But it's this third Sunday of Advent that we are invited to rejoice. But even though it only ended up being the third Sunday of Advent, I was still pretty excited because that meant Christmas was still getting closer. So I had this expectation and this anticipation of the perfect gifts that I would receive that Christmas. I couldn't wait to get that G.I. Joe set or the perfect Transformer, because on Christmas Day, that was going to be the best day. I was going to be very happy, and I would have it made. But of course, you know, I'd get to Christmas Day and a few days after, and well, those toys just weren't quite so great anymore. I still liked them, but I kind of maybe went back to some of my other ones. I kind of set my expectations too low for happiness and for joy. And in the gospel today, the crowds, they had great anticipation of whether or not John the Baptist might be the Messiah. And John told them, of course, that they had to look for someone else. But at least their expectations were looking in the right direction, because they longed for that Messiah to come. But instead, John pointed them, yes, beyond himself, and he said that they weren't placing their expectations high enough, and that he said his baptism of merely repentance would pale in comparison to Jesus when he would come with his baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit, a baptism that would totally change and transform their lives. Sometimes in our lives, our expectations for happiness and joy, or what we anticipate in our lives, perhaps we set the bar way too low. We think, well, once I go on this vacation, I'm going to be very happy. Or once I'm retired, everything is going to be great and I'll be really happy. Or once my children do this, or I accomplish this or that, or I'm promoted, or whatever it is that happens in our lives, and we think, then we'll have everything set. Or maybe even if we just think, just as long as everyone in my family is healthy, I'll be really, really happy. But some of those things happen and we realize, well, wait a minute, what's next? This isn't quite all it was cracked up to be. So we long for this great joy and we long for this great happiness, but of course, it's not going to happen in just merely because of these temporal things and even these blessings that God gives to us in our lives. And our first two readings help point us to the way that we should look and how we should anticipate the joy that the Lord wants for us. In the reading from the prophet Zephaniah, the people that he prophesied to were people who were in exile, and their hearts were broken. They longed to return to their homeland, and it seemed like all hope was gone. But still, they were invited to shout for joy. And most importantly, because, as the prophet said, the Lord is in our midst. Yes, he was with them, he would forgive them, he would deliver them, but most importantly, even in that moment, they were to rejoice because he said, yes, the Lord is in your midst. No matter what those circumstances were in their lives, and they were very difficult circumstances, they could still have a deeper joy knowing that the Lord was with them, and that was what most mattered. And St. Paul's letter to the Philippians actually was written while he was in prison. But we hear him say, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Probably most of us, if we'd find ourselves in prison, of course, we wouldn't be rejoicing so much. But still, St. Paul had great hope because he said, rejoice because the Lord is near. And that's what most mattered. So for us to attain this joy, to find this joy, we could almost kind of tack our question along with the crowds in the gospel today, as they said, what should we do? And that our question could be, what should we do to live in this joy? Well, we can go back to St. Paul, and he said, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your prayers and requests known to God. Yes, the Lord invites us, even in those difficult circumstances in our lives, to place them in his hands and to remember that he is near and he is with us and that he is even in those difficult things. He draws near to us in our sufferings and our difficulties, and he wants us to cling to him and to cast our cares upon him so that we can find that peace that surpasses all understanding. Even though the world seems to be crazy and storms may be raging around us, if we know that the Lord is with us and the Lord is going to bring something better that we may not see it now, we can have great confidence. And then also, of course, in the gospel, John the Baptist was telling the tax collectors, the soldiers, and the others just what they should do to find that joy. And it wasn't something like, go away, come away with me and be a missionary and leave everything else behind, although some people are called to do that, but instead it was, no, look at your daily circumstances in your life, even your work, your life with family and everything that you do, and realize that you have a great opportunity to be able to serve and to make yourself a gift to others. Just in the simple way of being just, being kind and generous, even from the smallest things to the big things. And you will find joy because you'll be fulfilling part of the purpose and plan that God has for you. Perhaps maybe a simple and a pithy way to help us remember what can lead us to joy is using the word joy as an acronym. And maybe some people have heard this before, but joy can stand for Jesus, others, you. Jesus, others, you. If we keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and seek to serve him and to serve him and those around us, and then everything seems to fall into place, and the Lord continues to take care of us as well. And as we near even closer this celebration of the Lord's birth at Christmas, and as we keep our hearts watchful and waiting to welcome him whenever we come, he invites us, yes, to choose joy, because yes, the Lord is near and the Lord is in our midst.